Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for NIO, one of the heavy hitters in the electric vehicle space. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth and dig into innovative companies, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down NIO's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats with a deep dive into their latest financials, news, and market position. Let's get straight into it and see if NIO deserves a spot in your portfolio. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, NIO is a leading player in the premium smart electric vehicle market, operating out of China, but with a growing global presence. They're not just another EV maker, they're pushing boundaries with cutting-edge tech, battery-swapping stations, and a user-centric ecosystem. Competing in the highly dynamic automotive industry within the broader consumer discretionary sector, NIO is often seen as China's answer to Tesla, but with its own unique flair. Now let's talk about what's been happening with NIO recently. The buzz from their latest earnings call for Q4 and full year 2024 is pretty exciting. They delivered a record-breaking 72,689 smart EVs in Q4 alone, which shows serious momentum. Revenue numbers are trending up, and they've been making strides in operational efficiency. On the flip side, performance metrics over the past year show some volatility, with shorter-term gains in the last month or so, but longer-term returns over the past 5 years lagging behind some industry benchmarks. New snippets also highlight both praise for their innovation and criticism over profitability concerns and competitive pressures. So there's a mixed bag here, and that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive. Let's unpack it all through a SWOT framework to see where NIO stands for long-term investors like you. Strengths, record delivery growth. NIO's Q4 2024 delivery numbers are a standout. 72,689 vehicles is no small feat. This kind of volume signals strong consumer demand, especially in the premium EV segment, and shows they're scaling production effectively. For long-term investors, this operational strength is a green flag. Innovation and ecosystem. From battery-swapping tech to their subscription-based services, NIO isn't just selling cars, they're building a lifestyle. Their focus on user experience and tech integration keeps them ahead of many competitors in the EV space, which could solidify customer loyalty over time. Solid cash position. Looking at their balance sheet, NIO has a decent cushion of cash and cash equivalents. This gives them flexibility to invest in R&D and expand without immediate financial strain, a key advantage in a capital-intensive industry like this. Revenue growth. Their income statements show consistent revenue increases year over year, driven by higher deliveries and expanding product lines. This trend, if sustained, paints a promising picture for future scalability. Weaknesses. Profitability struggles. Let's be real. NIO's net income and net profit margins are still in the red. Despite revenue growth, they're burning cash to fuel expansion, and their latest earnings call didn't shy away from admitting that profitability is a work in progress. For long-term investors, this is a red flag until they turn the corner. High debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, which means they're leveraging a lot to fund growth. While this isn't uncommon in the EV space, it adds risk, especially if interest rates climb or if cash flow doesn't improve soon. Valuation concerns. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio, it's clear the market has priced in a lot of future growth, perhaps too much. Even forward PE estimates show a premium valuation compared to industry averages, which could mean limited upside if growth slows. Operational efficiency. While deliveries are up, their gross profit margins are still thinner than ideal. This suggests they're struggling with cost control, which could hurt if competition forces price cuts down the road. Opportunities. Global expansion. NIO's earnings call highlighted plans to grow their international footprint in 2025. Markets outside China, especially in Europe, are ripe for premium EVs, and if NIO can crack these regions, it could be a game changer for their revenue stream. Product lineup growth. They're expanding their portfolio with NIO models, which could capture different price points and customer segments. This diversification reduces reliance on a single product and could drive sustained growth over the next few years. Industry tailwinds. The EV sector as a whole is seeing massive growth, with government incentives and consumer shifts towards sustainability. NIO's industry performance metrics show positive momentum over shorter timeframes, and they're well-positioned to ride this wave if they execute properly. Tech leadership. Their focus on autonomous driving and battery tech could set them apart as regulations and consumer demand for smarter, safer vehicles increase. Long-term, this could be a massive differentiator. Threats. Intense competition. The EV market is a battlefield. Tesla, BYD, and even traditional automakers are pouring resources into this space. NIO's earnings call acknowledged competitive pressures, and with thinner margins, they might struggle to keep up if a price war kicks off. Geopolitical risks. Operating out of China, NIO faces risks from trade tensions and regulatory scrutiny in international markets. Any escalation could disrupt their expansion plans or hit investor sentiment hard. Economic sensitivity. As a consumer discretionary stock, NIO is vulnerable to economic downturns. If consumer spending tightens, premium EVs might be the first thing people cut from their budgets, directly impacting sales. Supply chain challenges. The automotive industry is still grappling with chip shortages and raw material costs. While not explicitly mentioned in recent news, their CapEx and free cash flow trends suggest heavy investment in infrastructure, which could be derailed by external disruptions. Now, let's tie this all together with some broader insights. For the short to medium term, NIO's volatility is something to watch. Their recent performance shows promise with those record deliveries, but the market's reaction might already reflect that optimism given their lofty valuation. For long-term investors, the real question is whether NIO can flip the switch on profitability while maintaining growth. Their cash reserves and innovation give them a fighting chance, but the debt load and competitive landscape are real hurdles. One thing I found intriguing from the earnings call is their confidence in operational improvements for 2025. If they deliver on that, we could see a significant re-rating of the stock. So what's the final take on NIO? From a long-term investment perspective, they're a high-risk, high-reward play. The potential for global expansion and tech leadership is exciting, but profitability and competition could weigh them down if not addressed. If you're considering a position, think about dollar-cost averaging to manage the volatility and keep an eye on their quarterly results for signs of margin improvement. NIO isn't a slam dunk, but for those with a stomach for risk and a belief in the EV megatrend, it could be worth a closer look. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected with our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the detailed SWOT bullet points on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts on NIO in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next video.